email.
Now, finally on the show today, we're going to speak to Melissa Serpico. Now, Melissa is a big dog lover and she has always had dogs and particularly large dogs. And what bothers her and what's bugging her at the moment is that she's not allowed to travel anywhere on a train with her large dog. She doesn't drive. She lives in a pretty rural area. And because of this rule, she says she hasn't been able to take her dog to the beach in years. She says we're one of the few European countries that don't allow large dogs on trains. And she reckons we could be missing out on a lucrative tourist market of European dog lovers who might be inclined to come here if they could transport their dogs around. She spoke to me earlier and told me about a petition she has organised.
I lived in London for 30 years and the reason I lived there was because you can't let dogs on trains in Ireland.
Oh, in Ireland, okay.
In Ireland. In England you can, and because I don't drive, every time I try to bring my rescue from Ireland to see the country that she came from, the minute we got to Rosslare or to Dublin, we were stopped as if we were criminals and we couldn't get any further.
Okay.
So I couldn't live in Ireland because in England I can just pop on and off the train and that's it. But when I came over here, every time I wanted to come here on holiday, the minute I stepped on Irish soil, if I was lucky to get a taxi to the nearest town, that was about it.
Yeah. So how many dogs do you have, Melissa?
Well, this is my fourth, she's looking at me for her walk now, this is my fourth dog, and they're all the same, they're all black with their white, she's looking at me, with a white muzzle and white eyebrows and very eager to go out. Now, they've slowly got bigger and bigger, so the one I have at the moment is a lurcher.
A lurcher, so, and she's quite a big dog, so.
She is. Yes. Now, luckily, now they let small dogs on the trains, but only in a kind of bag or something. Now, when I brought my... What actually happened with Britain's Got Talent was it was the same situation. They wouldn't let the dog to come with me unless she was part of the act. So I kind of pretended she was part of the act, saying she's from the guitar, and that made me a holy show of myself. And the reason I'm mentioning this is because I actually went on the show to get my songs heard, and you can hear my songs on SoundCloud. It's a Leica-based dog, again, related to my dog that went to space. Now, the reason I'm saying that, and I spell Leica, which is L-A-I-K-A,
yeah,
and space dog, is the pun. The irony is that they let the Leica go to space, but they wouldn't let her on a train.
So what's the situation regarding dogs on trains in Ireland?
Yes, yeah, so basically in Ireland, which is the only country in the EU that I have travelled to that doesn't let large dogs on trains, it may be to do with the history of farming and thinking of dogs as service animals. If you go to I've travelled to England, I've travelled to Ireland, Spain, because I'm half Italian, France, Denmark, Holland, Sweden, Germany, every country in Europe, even Croatia, with a dog, with my previous dog, Lightcap. We went all around Europe. But when we get to Ireland, or we used to go regularly to holiday in Sweden and Holland, but the minute we went to Ireland, even the ferry going to Holland from England was just much more dog-friendly. In Ireland, as I said, like I've tried to check now if anything's changed. I mean, I did try getting on the Lewis and the Dart in Dublin about a year or 2 years ago. And on one point, I tried to get to Dublin for the Joyce's Bloomsday, and they actually said to me, you can only bring dogs if it's in a cage. And now the thing is that there's only two train lines that let dogs in on the train anyway, which is the Dublin Cork and the Dublin Belfast. So because I was going to Bloomsday dressed with a long, large dress with a cage under the skirt.
Yeah.
I put her on the cage under the skirt, and I went to the station because I couldn't carry a cage as well. And I said, they said that's not a cage. I said, it was actually a cage. You didn't specify what type of cage, so they didn't let me on anyway. But I think they wouldn't have let me on anyway.
Okay.
And another time, I had to go for an interview from Wexford. I had to go from Wexford to Dublin to get to the interview in Dublin, and I was bringing my dog. I had to go back to London. Get overnight, stay in a hotel, and then come back from London to Dublin because they wouldn't let me on the Wexford Dublin train with the dog, which, by the way, was much smaller than the one I have at the moment. The thing is, I think that if they made the rules, even if they did make a rule that they let some dogs, that let dogs on trains, like at the moment they've made a new rule that you can bring your dog into the pub as long as the pub landlord is okay, which means being around food, and they also let dogs into offices. Most people don't know.
Exactly. So you at the moment, small dogs are welcome on trains, but not big ones. And you're setting up a petition to change that.
The petition has already gone to the government.
Okay. And did you get many signatures?
Funnily enough, this is why I did it, because I thought you needed a lot of signatures, but they can re-evaluate anyway. Now, the reason I want to go on the radio is because I'm presuming that even if that's what they said, the more people hear about it, the better. And there is an email address that you can, if you look up online petitions, you can add your name to my petition. Now, funnily enough, nobody else has put a petition for dogs to go on, large dogs to go on trains.
What about people who are afraid of dogs, though, Melissa? Or you know, they might find a big dog a bit intimidating or a bit scary. What about those people?
Yeah, well, first of all, then that would be a problem in all the other countries in Europe. But there is a solution to that. Like, for example, Sweden and Germany only allow dogs on certain carriages. Now, it is a cultural thing as well. This is what I think. If you tell people that dogs are dangerous or that they're not allowed on trains, it's going to make them worse.
And I was just wondering, do you feel that the fact that you can't put your dog on a train, does that kind of hamper your lifestyle and your ability to travel around the country, for example?
Absolutely. Myself and my dog have not seen the beach for 3 years since we've been here.
Oh.
I mean, I could pop on a bus and go to the beach myself, but I couldn't bring my dog to the beach.
Okay.
I can't go to Dublin. As many times I wanted to go to Dublin, because the one time I did have to go to Dublin for something, I had to get a taxi to a creche because I had to catch the first train and then rush back afterwards and get a taxi before the creche closed. And the same if I have to go to hospital, or else I'd have to ask somebody to drive me and pay them for the petrol. One time I paid someone for the petrol to bring me to a beach kind of resort, and the bus that was going to the same place was in front of us, and it was only had two passengers. So again, that's also a I've contacted the Green Party about that, because that's contributing to the pollution of the environment.
Yeah,
because people are forced to drive everywhere to bring their dog because they can't get on public transport. The more people get involved. And even if, for example, some bus services, individual bus services started to do it, then other people would catch on, you know?
Exactly. Great to talk to you, Melissa. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Have a nice day and good luck with everything.
That's Melissa Serpico there with the story of her petition to allow large dogs on trains in Ireland. Listener's been on, tuned into us in Germany, who says dogs are allowed everywhere here in Germany. Restaurants, pubs and all public transport. They're always well behaved, and it's great to see elderly people out with their dogs in a social setting. Another listener, however, says, what's the world coming to? She said she'd never get on a train if there was a dog on it. She's terrified of dogs and believes they should be left at home or in the yard. So there's a view from her.